Watermelon M&Ms, watermelon M&Ms. Like we would just hum it, sing it, whatever. Watermelons, M&Ms, just whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys are always hungry.
So I have a surprise for you this week.
You do.
I figured out how to use my Rodecaster better, which is my mixing board.
Okay.
It does a lot more things than I've figured out. I'm not qualified to figure all those out. But check this out.
Okay.
I'm ahead of the game.
Okay, I'm leading with that because I've been getting questions about how we do our podcasts. And one of the problems that I've had is I'm not an audio mixer, a music mixer, whatever you want to call it. I do have an app called WavePad. And so I've had to, the first three podcasts, figure out how to mix the music over us talking and fade it out and all that stuff. And I think it actually sounds pretty good, to be honest. I'm just kind of patting myself on the back. I know that. But today, I figured out how to build it into the mixer. So if I've done it right, it's going to be in there. I won't know until we hit stop on the recording.
I love how our listeners are on this journey with us with podcasting. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, they were curious. So what I do is I use Zoom.
Right, we
And
cover
I
that.
record Zoom, right? But I've got the Rodecaster and I've got these wonderful microphones, these Shure microphones.
They're beautiful.
They are MV7, I think is the name of them.
Getting technical.
Yeah, well, I can read the side. I can still read.
I was impressed there for a second.
Thank you. Anyway, what's this week's topic?
Pickleball addiction.
Oh, we gotta have a better name than that.
Okay.
What's in your bag? What's in your bag, dude?
I don't know.
Yo.
You're the one that has the talent for naming things, but
Well,
it's about pickleball addiction. I don't
nothing
care
good has
what you
come to
call
mind.
it. Okay.
I mean, nothing bad either. There's nothing good's coming to mind. I like what's in your bag. What's in your
Okay, what's
bag?
in your bag? That's what we're going to call
All right, we're asking you, what's in your bag?
it.
Sky, what's in your pickleball bag?
Well, my K-Swiss shoes. I keep my Pro RX at the office because I
Honey,
work.
we're never going to get sponsored
Okay.
if you call them Pro RX.
What do you call it?
Pro XR.
Pro XR.
Just think of them as Proxer.
Proxer.
That's how I remember.
I apologize.
Yeah, Ray J,
Ray
Zane,
J,
and the
I
rest of the
apologize.
crew.
I love the paddle, so I keep it at work where I work at a paddle racket club.
I
So,
love how you call it a paddle racket club.
well,
I just think,
I'm like one
hey,
of the few pickleball people on staff.
what's in your bag? Pickleball first. That's what my in my bag. I'm at a paddle racket
I
club,
don't play tennis
which has
very well. I don't play
legitimate tennis
tennis.
courts at it. You have eight tennis
Yes,
courts
gorgeous
and
courts.
no
US TAVE.
dedicated pickleball courts, but you still call it a paddle racket club, and I think that's awesome.
Again, this podcast is about pickleball
What's in your bag? You got
addiction.
you don't even you just lied to the whole group listening.
What?
Your paddle's not even in your bag, and we're only asking what's in your
My
bag.
carbon's in my bag.
Oh, the carbon too.
Yes.
Okay.
So I keep one in my bag and I keep one at work, and I just have to like wing it on shoes. Like I don't always have my shoes with me. I probably need a second pair. But I want to try the Skechers shoes, but we sell K-Swiss at work, so that's what I have. And then I have sunscreen, a
Get a
water
discount?
bottle, a towel, Kleenex, wet wipes, extra
You get
pair
a
of
discount on
socks.
those K-Swiss?
I do.
Is that why you buy them?
Well,
I mean, they're good shoes.
they're very good
Yeah.
shoes. But also, if I'm going to work there, I want to wear what we sell. I think that's good modeling.
Of course.
And when people ask me about them, I can give them my true opinion.
Got to represent. Is that all that's in your bag?
I keep a pretty clean bag, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean you can't have a lot of stuff and it can still be clean.
Well, like we covered in a previous podcast, you keep selling my extra paddles away from me. So if I keep too many paddles in my bag, you end up finding it and giving it away or letting someone borrow it or so.
Before we get to what's in my bag, because I have a feeling that's why you wanted to do a pickleball addiction podcast.
Oh, there's so many funny things about you when
Well,
it comes to pickleball.
anyway, tomorrow's a big day for you.
Oh, why are we covering that?
Because you get to play pickleball with the big boys.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about something
Because
else.
it's your birthday.
Oh, stop.
That's why.
Okay. Yes, I'm very excited about playing pickleball with the big kids.
I think they're excited too.
Aw, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
Once a year. Once a year. They only have to play with me once a year.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, I played with some of them at the park on Saturday. That was nice.
Yeah, I'm totally messing with you. But we do have Wednesday morning drill session.
Mm-hmm.
One of our people can't be there. You get to be there. I'd say get to whatever you can. You are whatever, however you want to phrase it, everybody. She's coming because it's her birthday. I'm just being very clear about that.
You have to be invited. But I invited myself because it was my birthday.
That's correct. And then I surprised you by telling you, no, you can't go.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed, but I understood.
The plan was to have you there. And then I was like, great, now my wife doesn't feel good. She's probably mad at me.
No, I was not mad.
Probably hates the whole world.
I was just going to go shopping instead.
Ooh, I just saved money.
You did.
Okay. We both did.
So what's in your bag?
I'm thankful.
Do you even know?
I'm thankful it's not here and I don't have to start pulling stuff out.
First of all, he has more than one bag. So let's just set that straight. I don't, when he says, which purse is yours, I can tease him back. Which pickleball bag is yours?
I only carry one bag to a tournament.
Fine, because you have multiple bags.
Yeah, but that one bag is the bag. The other bags have like a whole bunch of balls in them.
Right.
Or a bunch of demo paddles for like the beginner's classes. They're not bags I carry with me everywhere or anywhere.
Also have totes in the back of your truck.
I have four totes in the back of my
truck.
There's
at least three pairs of shoes in your car.
Yes. Hold on. Are we doing what's in my bag or what's in my truck?
Well, I'm
because
just
if
saying
we got what's in my garage,
bag has overflowed into multiple bags, which has overflowed into your vehicle being basically your pickleball closet. Because
I'm a pickleball company on wheels, baby.
You really are. Because you want to play pickleball before work, after work, and on weekends.
Well, I want to. I don't. Again, that's for you, Caesar.
No, you don't go every day.
Of course not.
You just try to.
Well, I'd love to. I would love to just retire. Maybe Caesar can make a lot of money and retire me. Go ahead and do that, Caesar. Look, here's what's in my bag.
I think it's cute that you think he's listening to your podcast.
Who knows? I listened to all of his, so he better listen to mine. I have three paddles in my bag.
Right.
One of which you could use tomorrow because it's a Pro XR. That way you can feel at home. You don't have to use that stupid carbon. I don't care if you like it. We're a Pro XR family.
I love trying out new paddles.
We are a Pro XR family, Sky.
Okay.
So I've got...
Your son has a Selkirk, though.
He
has my old watermelon.
Yeah, he does. Your watermelon.
I call it watermelon because
of colors. Our
daughter
has a Pro XR.
She does. She has the white version of what I have as the pink version.
He doesn't play very much, though.
He probably plays more than she does.
Yeah, now. What else is in my bag? I have a head wrap or headband. I guess I should say headband.
Probably multiple.
I usually keep just one in there. But
you have towels.
I have a couple towels.
Mm-hmm.
I have grips, multiple grips, tons of balls. Probably a dozen to 15 balls are in there.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I actually really like the new Selkirk Pro Ball. It hits well. It maintains its shape. I don't see them going out around. It's not breaking. We've been beating the heck out of them for 7 or 8 months now. Since early on when they came out, we got a box of 100. Pumped them in the machine, drill with them, beat the crap out of them at leagues, and we play with them all the time. And not one is broken.
That's impressive.
You know what else? They get these weird soft spots. So you kind of notice that. You hit some squishy spot where you're playing, and you're like, oh, I felt like a marshmallow, like a Franklin on a warm day. You set it off to the side for 10 minutes. Hey, look. Anyone listening to this that plays with a Franklin knows that it gets like a marshmallow on a warm day.
Okay.
It's just squishy softball.
I need to write this down because that could be our first T-shirt.
I don't even know where to go from there.
Yeah, again, you say funny things. Keep going. I'm listening.
Okay. So I like the Selkirk ball. If you set it to the side after it gets soft, 10 to 15 minutes later, what the heck is wrong with you? Is it the mood lighting, baby?
It's just how you describe a pickleball.
Marshmallow.
On a warm day.
I think a lot of people call it a marshmallow. It's not
I'm
how
going
I describe
to
it.
Get my composure.
I learned this from other people.
Okay, move on. Keep going.
I'm not. Yeah, you're the one killing me here.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So the marshmallow, if you set it off to the side for 10 to 15 minutes, it has some kind of deep magic and it heals itself.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Wow, this is not what I expected.
No. Well, you're the one derailing me asking me about my favorite ball. So let me keep going.
I thought we're
what else is in my bag? I keep power cords in there. I keep a like an audio device of some kind so I can listen to music in there. Mm-hmm. I keep batteries in there, right, for charging my iPhone or for charging my audio device. I use a little tiny DeWalt clip-on speaker that clips right onto the net. Wow. It's awesome.
We're going to have a list for you guys so you can pack your own pickleball bag like Kevin does.
I'm not even close to being done yet.
I know. That's what's so crazy. That's why we're doing this podcast. It's just...
No, I don't have that much more. I do. I keep my shoes in there. I usually keep at least one pair of clean socks in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I usually, like during the wintertime, I'll have a jacket in there. I don't right now.
And then summer, sunscreen because so nice you burn.
Sunscreen. Yeah. That's a big one for me because I'm very fair skinned.
Hat in the summer?
I have a hat in there year round, actually. No reason to take it out, really.
Mm.
So those are the big things that I have in there. I have a few other things. So I have these little cones that they're really short, maybe 2 to 3 inches high.
There's a hole on the top so you can...
Yeah, exactly. Hole on the top. We place them out on the court. We put the balls on top. That becomes part of our drilling sessions.
Do you have those like flimsy mats for target
No, practice? I don't like those. I like the cones. They stack together really well. They don't take up that much room. I mean, they take up like maybe half a shoe worth of space, and I've got like 20 cones.
Right.
So that's really compact. So I love those. I have shoestrings in my pickleball bag.
Oh.
I have
that's very practical.
The rule book in my pickleball bag.
Really?
Printed. Actually, take a look right here in front of you.
Oh, sure.
That's it. It's not in my bag right now.
Mm.
I've been studying it.
Good.
This is the year I get certified.
Okay.
Anyway, that's probably, I have a tripod in my bag. It's a tinier one, like a clip-on size. I don't have a full one in there. And then
you have a new purchase.
What's that?
You wore them at the park.
Oh, I don't keep them in my bag.
No, but that is part of your obsession.
I have the new Ray-Bans Meta, meaning Facebook. It's such a weird thing. But the Ray-Bans, actually, I can say, hey, Meta, and then I can say, start recording, and it will actually start videoing, shooting a video from my sunglasses. It only goes 1 minute in length. I need to figure out if I can change that because it stops after 1 minute.
Mm.
I also can take pictures. I can say, hey, Meta, take a picture, and it'll take a picture from my glasses as well.
Pretty cool.
I can listen to music on it, take phone calls on them. They're wonderful, amazing glasses.
But you wanted to record yourself because?
Well, yeah, goes back to the drilling. I found myself making more errors when I wasn't watching the ball to my paddle. That shouldn't surprise anybody, but I caught it by watching video of myself.
Hmm.
Since then, I've made a change to my game, and I'm still videoing it, and I'm watching the ball all the way to the paddle and making sure it's coming off that paddle. And I'm hitting better shots. They're going where I want them. And this is, again, there's nothing surprising about it, but watching myself on video, which we should do a whole podcast on how to like coach yourself and how to drill. But that's really helped, and those sunglasses are a part of that. I've always kept sunglasses in my bag. You're right about that, but I don't keep those in there. I have to charge them too frequently, so it doesn't make sense to have
it in
the
bag. Does it pick up your sound, too?
Oh, it picks up my breathing.
Wow.
Yeah, so picks up the sound of me hitting the ball, picks up my breathing. The angle's not perfect, but when I'm hitting, like when I'm hitting in front of me, but when I'm hitting down, you know, regular ground stroke, it's or a serve, it's really very evident. Like I'm watching right where the ball is. But sometimes when I'm in front of myself with my hands ready at the net and I'm like, you know, moving my hands quickly to the left or the right to block a shot, it's too close to the glasses, so it kind of gets out of view.
That's makes sense.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what's in my bag, baby. And then my truck's a whole different story. I carry a whole big, huge tote full of paddles. There's probably 20 to 25 paddles in there that I buy and sell. I don't do it to make a profit per se. I do it because I get so many beginners and they want to know what they should use.
Right.
So I try to buy paddles at the best price I can get them. And then I will let people demo them and then I will knock off pricing a bit. So I actually, you know, take a little bit of a hit.
Right.
And then I sell the paddle for a little bit cheaper than it would be brand new. And so but I have then, a whole tote full of those. I have a tote full of 200 Dura balls, which are my favorite actually, except for one thing. Everyone seems to be going away from them now. So I've had to learn how to love the Selkirk, which I have. I do. I hit the Dura the other day and really still enjoy the Dura. But I like that hard rock feeling, non-marshmallow paddle feel.
Sure.
I also have a tote of stuff that's spoken for. So if somebody has ordered shirts from me or paddles from me or whatever, I move them to another tote.
Right.
And then I have a whole tote full of what I call random balls. Indoor, outdoor, the gamma photon, glow in the dark.
Right.
Franklin's, OSOs. Who else is in the Duras? There's a couple Duras in there, but they're like a different color. I don't like the green Dura. Pink Franklin's, which I love, but nobody really likes that pink color, like a magenta, strong magenta color pickleball. I think it's really easy to pick up on the floor, and most people, for some reason, don't like it outside. That's fine. I don't know. That's probably, that's enough. I have a lot of bags full of other stuff. Like I have a Franklin bag completely full of Franklin balls, and I have a Selkirk bag completely full of, you know, like other beginner paddles that we use. And
the fact that this conversation has gone on this long about your pickleball bags is just another clue.
Yeah.
That not only are you an ambassador, but you are pretty much addicted. What is the definition of addicted?
Before we go there, I keep two yardsticks in the back of my truck so I can measure the nets wherever I go.
Oh, I'm not shocked at all.
I keep a tool for adjusting the height of the nets.
Did I put a first aid kit in your car?
I have a first aid kit that goes, it's in a bag. It's not, I mean, yeah, but it's separate in a bag. It's in the garage right now. I also have probably 6 or 7 nets in my garage.
Yep, because we do help. We do run some small tournaments.
Yep. And go on a moment's notice and give people nets to use. So yeah, that's a way too long of a list. So I apologize, everybody. I'm looking up
now
the word.
They're thinking, is this a sleep story podcast?
Oh my gosh. That may be what they're already using it for anyway. So define addiction. Let's see what it says. Being addicted, or the fact or condition of being addicted to a particular substance. Well, that's really helpful. Addiction is addicted. Okay, let's look up addicted. Physically and mentally dependent on a particular substance and unable to stop taking it without incurring adverse effects. So that's not what we have. But let me just stop. Let me just change it. One word.
I might debate you on that one.
I'm not taking anything.
No, but
I'm not taking a substance. Hold on.
You go a week without pickleball and you are grumpy.
Well, let me just change it a little bit. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Physically and mentally dependent on a particular substance. Nothing's changed yet. And then unable to stop talking about it without incurring adverse effects. That's me.
Yes.
So I changed it from unable to stop taking it to unable to stop talking about it. But there's an informal definition, which is enthusiastically devoted to a particular thing or activity.
There you go.
Check the box.
So you even dream pickleball.
I don't just dream pickleball. I intentionally think about playing a game. When I lay down to go to sleep, I, in my head, picture myself on a court. I say 0-0-2, and the game is off, and then I fall asleep.
I know, because sometimes you talk in your sleep, well, and you say the score.
Maybe I'm doing code. Maybe 702,
nope.
Which is the Las Vegas area code, is code for something, baby.
I know it's pickleball. I know you're dreaming about pickleball, which at least it's something nice for you.
Actually, as a former telecom guy, a lot of the scores are in my head. Like 801 is Salt Lake City. 212 is the New York City area code. So that's pretty popular. I just want to yell out DC or Baltimore, and no one's going to have a clue when I say like 301's Baltimore. I didn't mention that one. Most of our area codes have numbers that are above 1 or 2 at the end, right?
Sure.
So it doesn't really help.
Wow. Wow. Pretty strange, baby. That's pretty strange.
The other thing I want to mention is I have recently got a Yobo. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Yobo. It's a massage gun.
Oh.
But this is like a little handheld size. So, boom, in the bag.
For your pickleball bag?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, we have like two larger ones.
Yeah, no. This is the in the bag episode. And it's a new addition I forgot about to my bag.
Aw.
Yeah.
That makes sense, especially at tournaments.
Definitely. Instead of an intro and outro, I'm going to do a mid-tro here. Let's see what happens. Hang on.
Well, the phone is always ringing. I'm caught up on the line. Got a string around my finger. Remember who am I? I'm a boss and I'm honestly up my rocker. But follow me. I'm ahead of the game. I'm ahead of the game.
So the reason I threw that in there is because I do want to have a transition to a different conversation really quickly here.
Oh, okay. You're throwing a curve at me.
This is my second user or listener question. I should say second listener question.
Okay.
I had a listener reach out this last week and said, man, you and Sky are talking really fast.
Oh, really? I think we talk slowly.
Well, I don't speak slowly in general, but I thought really fast doesn't make sense to me. So I said, hang on. I jumped onto my, she was using Apple iTunes, whatever the heck they call it, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, whatever that stupid thing is called, iPodcasts. Anyway, she was Apple using that Podcasts. App. And so I jumped onto Apple Podcasts. I pulled up Sweet Lobs and I hit play on the most recent episode, which was episode 2 at the time. Episode 3, of course, is out now. And I was like, holy smokes. We were talking really fast.
What and is it?
I looked at my app and I was like, oh, it's set at 1.5 speed. On mine. Because I always listen to everything fast. Between 1.5 and 2x is how I listen
and
to
it. And she was listening at 3U.
And so I said, no, I said, hey, check your app and see if it's on a faster speed than normal.
Right.
So she clicked the little button. It said 1.5x in the bottom left-hand corner. I was like, click on the 1.5x and change it to 1x. She changed it to 1x. Boom.
Huh.
Off to the races.
That's funny. So we're teaching people about pickleball and podcasts.
Here comes my next mid-trail. Here it is. I will shorten this one a little bit. I'll let it finish, but I turn it down. So I was like, you know, there's got to be other couples out there that are doing podcasts.
Oh, bunches.
About pickleball.
Oh, maybe.
And then I was like, well, yeah, I listened to one called One More Game by Matt and Abby Brandenburger. They're just up in Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
They've got like 60 to 70 episodes out there.
Wow.
They've started doing one called, I'm going to get this wrong. I think it's Drive, it's BDO. Bang, dink, ow. Anyway, they analyze games when they're doing BDO. Yeah. Here's how this person hit, how that person hit. Like I watched the one with Josh Walker. Sorry, Josh. They did it. I think they did you right, brother, but and it's can't that much fun to watch yourself, you know, getting analyzed. But you know, kudos to you, bro. Anyway, Matt and Abby, great people. Yeah, so
we're gonna do an episode at a tournament soon.
We are. I think we mentioned that. We're gonna do quote unquote live streaming and we'll turn it into a podcast episode at the greatest spectacle in pickleball. But back to the Matt and Abby podcast and having they're now in the 60 to 70 range of how many they've done. There's an interesting statistic about podcasts, and I want to share it with you real quick. The statistic is 90% of podcasts don't get past episode 3.
Really? Wow.
And 90% of those that are left, so now we're talking about 99 out of 100 podcasts have quit by 20 episodes.
Huh.
So
it is work, but
on average, most people quit their podcast before episode 8. I guess because you have a lot of people that have hundreds of episodes, that was kind of imbalancing the 3 thing, but on average, most people quit before episode 8. So we've got to do 4 more episodes to get to 8.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
We can do it.
Here's the other thing that I heard this week, and I haven't verified it, although I kind of recall it from some podcast work we did for one of my clients. And that is this. If your podcast gets 100 listens, you're in the top 25%.
I didn't know that.
We're well over 100.
Aw, thank you, listeners.
I agree. Thank you so much, listeners. You are wonderful to us. And so just let us know how we can be wonderful to you.
Hmm.
Okay, Sky, I'm addicted.
You're addicted. I admit it. It's official. We looked up the definition.
I admit it.
We laid out the evidence on this podcast. I think in a court of law, I would have enough to get a ruling.
I don't think we need to go there because I would just say guilty. I mean, I would just say guilty. Like, there's no reason to go to a court of law. Okay, so what are we going to do next week?
Well, next week we have a couple of ideas. I'll throw them out. Conflict resolution with your pickleball people.
We might bring in Jessica for that one.
We have some great people that would help us out with that podcast. We're also going to record one at the tournament, which we just mentioned. And then we have a list.
We do have a list. I have it here in front of me. Because I thought that we might be wondering what to do next when this call. I always want to say call because I'm using Zoom.
You're using Zoom.
Yeah. I said story last time. I said call this time. when we started this podcast. So I'm just, you can hear me flipping the pages. I am flipping to where my wife's lovely handwriting is.
At the tournament to actually talk the theme of that would be how to run a tournament. So if you're wanting to learn how to run a tournament, that would be the one to catch.
Okay. I agree. We said we would do another one on Pickleball Spouse because we really, Duper and the Pooper didn't really cover Pickleball Spouse very much.
Aw.
A little bit, but not like the full extent we want to do it. We are going to do one on how to run a tournament. We both have run tournaments.
Yes. And that's what we'll probably talk about at the tournament.
That makes a ton of sense. Mm-hmm. We're going to do one on the USAP, USA Pickleball.
Okay.
That's the governing body for pickleball today. Mm-hmm. And I say today lightly and intentionally.
Because there's some possible competition there.
I would be more than happy to replace them because I we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
They won't let me replace them, but I'd love to. Favorite gadgets, pickleball gadgets and inventions and innovations and ideas. Road to the Finally 4.0.
I'd love to tell that story. It's been fun to watch you.
Oh, cool. And then disagreements among pickleball friends.
That's what we cover. That's the conflict resolution one.
Oh, yep. Got it. And then weight loss and supplement ideas.
That's a future one for sure.
I also want to talk about UPA, United Pickleball Association, I believe is the name. They are the ownership body of PPA and MLP. And so I think we got plenty of options. So let's surprise them. I like surprising them every time.
I think that's fun.
Okay. Anything you want to add or say or otherwise?
I just want to thank our listeners. We're having fun. We love talking about pickleball. And because of my addicted spouse over here, everywhere we go, people bring up pickleball to us. And we've made it known that we love the sport and we're going to continue to talk about
it. I see that they do. Goodbye, everybody.